Job chapter 19. Then Job answered, "How long will you torment me and crush me with words? These 10 times you have insulted me. You are not ashamed to attack me. Even if I have erred, my error should remain only my concern. If indeed you exalt yourselves against me, and use my humiliation as an argument against me, know now that it is God who has wronged me, and has closed his net around me. Though I cry out, 'Violence,' no one answers. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way so that I cannot pass, and has put darkness over my paths. He has stripped me of honor, and has taken the crown from my head. He has torn me down on every side, and I am gone, and he has uprooted my hope like a tree. He has also kindled his anger against me, and has counted me as one of his enemies. His troops have advanced together, and have built up a siege ramp against me, and have encamped surrounding my tent. He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are absolutely estranged from me. My relatives have failed me, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. The guests in my house and my maids consider me a stranger. I have become an alien in their eyes. I call to my servant, but he does not respond, though I plead to him with my mouth. My breath is repulsive to my wife, and I am offensive to my own brothers. Even young children despise me. When I get up, they speak against me. All my closest friends abhor me, and those whom I loved have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me like God does? Will you never be satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written down! Oh, that they were inscribed on a scroll! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they would be engraved in a rock forever! But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand upon the earth in the end. Even after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes and not another. My heart is overwhelmed by the thought. If you say, 'How will we persecute him?' and the root of the problem is his own fault, you should fear the sword yourselves, for wrath brings punishment of the sword, that you may realize there is a judgment.